Happy New Year!
Welcome back to With Sam and Marie. We decided to spice things up for you guys in our intro since it's been a while since we have done an episode. I'm Definitely Sam.
And I'm Marie.
Today's episode is all about parties, confetti, new beginnings, aka how to make the best out of your new year.
Heck yeah. Times have changed, Sam.
Have they?
Actually, years have changed.
Whoa, big game.
Did you get it? I get it. Okay, so
it's not funny if you say get it, Marie.
Okay. I try. Well, 2018 was a year full of exposing, better representation, applaud to all the great movies and organizations
for
promoting diversity, and lots of transitions in general. I mean, it seems like it was a rough year for many, but 2019 is our year.
Oh.
Honestly, but is it? Like, hopefully, I mean, I don't know, like...
Marie, you can't say, oh, but this year is our year, and then just take it back. You gotta walk into the new year with confidence.
Okay, but like, Sam, what is the big deal about New Year's? Technically, it's just another day, another minute, just a number has changed.
Excuse me? What? I love New Year's.
Well,
I just feel like it's a great time for us to, you know, reflect over the past year and really, like, make some changes for this next year, set some goals, make it great, make it our year, am I right?
I mean, I guess you should be reflecting throughout the year. I mean, like, it's just another day, so I don't know why everyone just, like, hypes it up beyond belief. I could do that on, like, November 28th.
But it's not January 1st, Marie. It's not New Year's.
November 28th is kind of cool. Anyways.
I feel like you just... Okay. Anyways. Our listeners, and most importantly, those who submitted emails to our advice column, think differently about New Year's. So,
I mean, how do you know? They could support me.
Okay, well, let's dive in with this first question.
Okay.
Dear Sam and Marie, if I'm being honest, I don't really understand all the hype surrounding New Year's.
Are you eating your words, Sam? Because this person supports.
This doesn't seem like the best first question to start off our. We're really just reading these chronologically from, like, what we got first, so this doesn't really seem like the greatest.
Okay, continue.
Question to start off. It's just the start of another year. But for some reason, this year, all of my friends and family want to hang out and go to parties and celebrate. Okay. I'm not really looking forward to it because it's not something I've ever been excited for. What do you think I should do? Is there something about New Year's that I'm missing that'll just completely change the game?
No.
I'm looking forward to hearing all of your thoughts on this. Sincerely, Contemplating and Catlett.
Well, Contemplating. I mean, I definitely agree in a lot of senses. Like, I know, like, a lot of people wonder why there's such a big hype around New Year's. Like, I get it is a year change, but technically, like, you can create changes in your life throughout the year. You don't technically need a number to change for you to feel like, oh, I have to do it now. It's kind of like that with that whole, like, resolution culture, you know, where it's like, well, I mean, you don't need a resolution, you should just be doing what you need to do to progress. I don't know, your thoughts, let me know. See you.
That's so deep. No, that's fair. I think it's just a great way to, like, celebrate the end of something and then the beginning of something new, you know?
Okay,
it's just,
yeah.
Like, kind of, like, exciting. Like, I don't think it's meant to be, like, a super deep... Obviously, like, people take it seriously, like, resolutions and things like that. But I think it's just, like, a fun way to celebrate the new year. So just have fun with it. Contemplating, just have fun.
Yeah.
It's just, like, another party. Just see.
Speaking of parties... If your family's having parties, or your friends are, here's where our sponsor comes in! You can get all of your partying essentials and goods from... Party City!
Marie's starting our sponsors early this podcast.
Located on North Expressway and 24th Street.
If you're in Norman.
If you're in Norman. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure you can Google Maps wherever else you are. We don't know where people are this break, Marie.
We could have international listeners. Yeah. I could be
wrong. You're right, because our podcast is so popular that people internationally are listening to us.
They are. So, moving on to our next question. Dear Sam and Marie, this January marks the start of my last semester of college. I'm really excited to finally be graduating and getting out into the world. I'm kind of tired of homework and grades, and so I'm looking forward to getting paid to do something and actually what I want to do. But I'm also really nervous. I don't have a job or anything lined up yet, and I'm scared to not really know where I'm going to be next year. Do you have any advice for me? I'm worrying too much. Am I worrying too much? I don't know. Again.
I am worrying too much.
I am worrying too much. Well, anyways.
Question mark.
I'll help you out, girl. Am I worrying too much, or should I just start getting myself together? Love the podcast, Worried and Wagner.
Worried, I am in the same position. I literally feel like I wrote this email.
Wow.
I don't know. That's really tough because, so this is also like my last semester mm-hmm. of college, and it is kind of like freaky mm-hmm. to be thinking like, oh, like I'm almost done, because we've been going to school like all our lives, you know? So it's like crazy to think like, what's after that? Like I have to be an adult, like I have to go out and find a big girl job, mm-hmm. like do all these things. So it is kind of nerve-wracking, but I will say that like there are a bunch of big decisions in your life that you just have to kind of make them, like go through them, and mm-hmm. it'll end up being okay. Like even like deciding to go to college, like where I was gonna go, like that was a huge decision, and I wasn't sure like what was gonna happen, et cetera. But like it obviously ended up working out fine. So I think you have some time. Obviously, don't just like sit around. Like be actively looking. Like consider what you would like to be doing this mm-hmm. time next year. But I think it's okay if you don't have it all figured out, you know.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Definitely speaking partially from, like, experience, like, in certain circles, I definitely know there's, like, so much pressure to go in a certain area and make sure you have your life lined up and everything has to be perfect. And,
yeah.
People sometimes look down on you if you don't, and I think that's kind of toxic in a lot of ways because everyone has their own journey in life. You may not have it figured out right now, but that's perfectly all right. Read this one motto where it's like you don't have to have anything figured out until you're actually 26 because everyone's still trying to figure it out. Everyone just pretends like they have it together.
I think it's even past that, to be honest with you. Like I feel like, yeah, people are just, they're kind of just going through it.
Yeah.
Just same as you, you know? All right. Here's our next question. SOS Podcast Girls. It's back, Marie. The podcast girls are back.
Oh my God. This isn't going to be a thing.
Sorry for those of you who are just tuning in. This is your first episode of With Sam and Marie. That was a joke from the last episode.
Wow, exclusive.
Yeah, so that means that you should start listening from now on because
we
could just have a bunch more inside jokes. So mm-hmm. you don't want to miss out. SOS, Podcast Girls. My family is looking for places to go on vacation this winter break. We want to leave just before New Year's so we can get back into town before my little brother's high school classes start. Yikes. This is after New Year's. Sorry. Sorry we're a little late to the program. Maybe you can use our advice for next year's vacation.
A full 12 months later.
Do you have any suggestions for fun places to celebrate the New Year? Happy holidays. Unsure in the union.
There's lots of places to go to, you know? Yeah, and lots of plans. It really depends on
Cancun.
Well, that's an option.
I think I'm stuck on this, you guys. I really want to go to Cancun for, like, spring break or something. I've never been to Mexico.
And you're going to start with Cancun.
Well, okay, where should I've never been.
Okay, I've never been. No, actually, that's a lie. I have
okay,
been.
Marie. Okay.
I've only crossed the border and been an hour in. So not too far, but like.
That doesn't
isn't
count.
Cancun like college student central for spring break? I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. I've never been.
There's a lot of cool places in Mexico, I'm sure.
Okay, so maybe you should go to Cancun for New Year's, unsure, because, you know, no one's going to be there during New Year's. It's not spring break.
Smart.
Right? Yeah.
You're right. I mean, it really depends. I mean, if you don't like Mexico or warm climates, you can always go to Switzerland.
That's true. Go somewhere cold so it'll feel like New Year's. Like, it'll feel like...
Yeah.
Because it'll be, like, snowy and stuff. Yeah. Although, like, we don't know where you're from, unsure. Like, are you from, like, California where it never snows? Or are you from, like, Montana where it snows all the time?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. So it really depends on you. Maybe write down all of your, like, cool locations or, like, fun activities that you want to do. Put them in a hat and just have your family pick them out.
Yeah.
And you're like, whichever one comes out first.
Because it does depend. Like, do you want to go to a place that you've never been before or a place that you have been before? Do you want to go somewhere warm? Do you want to go somewhere cold? Mm-hmm. You know? So Marie and I's top two picks are Cancun and Switzerland.
Yep.
Next question.
Wait, Sam. We can't move on yet.
I'm sorry?
Tell her all about the resources that you can use.
Oh, no.
To find...
I feel a sponsorship coming up.
A cool location. Dun-da-da-da. We are sponsored by... Trivago. Can't plan a trip? You can find and book hotels for cheap prices. They compare prices all across various networks. So, find a great cost for all of your hotels and traveling needs.
Wow, that almost felt rehearsed. Like, I feel like Marie works for Trivago, and, like, they paid her to say this on the podcast.
Shh, we're trying to keep this low-key. They can't know.
Sorry.
They can't know I'm actually sponsored.
Might be.
Okay. Dear Sam and Marie, I live in Oklahoma, but I'm on vacation in New York City.
Ooh.
That's where Home Alone was shot.
Correct.
Fun fact.
Well, the second one, right?
Oh, you're right.
Because the first one was in the home.
Oh, you... I did forget. I should binge watch. Anyway, side note. Back to the question. It's my first time in the city, so my sisters and I went on a walk to see the area. We're on our way back to our hotel right now after grabbing some coffee at Central Perk. We've been outside for a total of 10 minutes, and I'm freezing!
Ooh.
Oh, I felt that cold.
That was, yeah. I felt the chill.
Whoa, it's coming through the screen. How do people live in weather this cold? Are you guys a fan of the cold weather? How do you like to stay warm when it's freezing outside? Hope my fingers don't fall off before I can send this email. Freezing in Farzani.
Okay, well, I'm glad the email was sent before your fingers fell off.
Whoa, that's kind of morbid. It just has nubs.
Hope your fingers didn't fall off, but... Oh,
I like that spin. New you, new me.
New year, new fingerless me.
Oh my god.
The people that listen to our podcast, you're getting quality entertainment right now.
Quality content, as they say. QK. So, Sam, how do people live in cold weather?
Yeah, I guess I should tackle this.
Let's break this down. Yeah.
They own a lot of winter coats.
Ooh, good advice.
They stay indoors all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good advice.
Yeah, and then they become accustomed to the climate, you know?
Yeah, I was going to go the route of, generations ago, there were certain individuals that lived in cold climate.
We've got the scientific background here.
We won't go through that route, but as a Canadian, I have lived in quite cold climates. Honestly, side note though, I feel like I'm not allowed to ever say I'm cold in Oklahoma because people are like, you're a Canadian. You can't feel the cold.
Okay, but like,
and I'm out here shivering.
You can feel the cold.
Oh my god, you've lifted all the stress. Like, yeah. An Oklahoman has allowed me to feel cold.
You know what cold feels like. Just because you're from the north doesn't mean you don't know what cold feels like. If anything, you know cold more than the people down here know it's cold. So I feel like if you say it's cold, then that should, like, liberate everybody to be able to say that it's cold. Because if you think it's cold, then that means it's gotta be cold, right?
I never thought of it that way. That's deep. I mean, like, the difference with...
Bam. Feel free.
Wow, I'm just gonna... That burden has been lifted. Like, 45 backpacks being lifted off my back.
Good.
I was gonna say, like, the difference between, like, Canada's cold and, like, the cold here is that in Canada, you're, like, prepped. Like, you have your, like, snow pants, snow suit, and, like, your thick knitted socks, so you're prepped. Like, in Oklahoma, I feel like everyone just, like, goes out in, like, a light jacket, and they're just, like, freezing, and while...
Yeah, people don't know
how to dress or prepare. Yeah.
So that's it, freezing, is we're trying to tell you, you were not prepared.
Yeah, I mean, your fingers were probably cold because you weren't wearing gloves, so shame on you. I mean, I used to double up on gloves in Canada.
Wow!
Yeah, so double up on socks, you wear your leggings with thermals, and then your jeans and snow pants. It's a lot, but yeah. How do you like to stay warm, though? That's the next part.
Staying indoors.
Honestly, second. And hot chocolate.
Well, okay, so it, like, doesn't ever snow here in Oklahoma. Like, I feel like if it snowed, like, I would go outside more because I, like, love the snow.
Yeah.
Like, I always say if it's gonna be, like, 20 degrees outside, it might as well be snowing, you know? Because then it just sucks if it doesn't snow.
And school will be canceled.
Yeah. So... Win-win. If it's snowing, then you can definitely catch me outside throwing some snowballs, making some angels, etc., etc.
That's some cool lingo, making some angels.
Yeah, you know it.
Wow.
But otherwise, yeah. Otherwise, I'm probably, like, inside. I've definitely, like, driven somewhere and then, like, stayed in my car, like, longer, like, prolonged the staying in my car and, like, had to mentally prepare myself to, like, get out and, like, go inside the store or whatever.
Catch Sam 30 minutes in the parking lot.
No, like, joke.
Okay, I'm gonna
Okay,
leave
here
now.
We go, here we go.
Sits there and falls asleep by the end of it, like, oh, I can't do this.
What's your favorite way to stay warm?
My favorite way is just, like, warm tea or hot chocolate. A big blanket and a good movie.
So good right now. I'm not gonna lie to you. That sounds really good right now.
It does.
Okay, we're gonna leave.
So, see you next time.
Why didn't we prepare? Literally all we're doing is talking into the microphone for our podcast. We should have, like, brought blankets. We should, like, made hot chocolate.
Yeah, a podcast mukbang. Do you know? Okay.
You lost me. You lost me.
That's a topic for another day, but, like, mukbangs are, like, videos on YouTube where you just eat and talk in
front of the camera.
Is this
a Canadian thing?
No, it's like an Asian thing. It's like I think it started in Japan. I could be wrong. Don't.
Okay, yeah. More on this on the next podcast.
Next podcast. But, to freezing, we know you're in New York City.
Yes. Yeah.
So, if you love the city and want to get a world-class education, go to NYU. They've been enlightening minds since 1831.
Sponsored by... We got a university backing us up? Man.
We're big people now, Sam. What can we say?
Yeah, big ballers. Big ballers. Well, thank you again to all of our sponsors. Party City, Trivago, and NYU. Now we're going to go ahead and move on to everybody's favorite part of the podcast, Trends of the Week. Review, Marie is going to talk about the fashion trends, mm-hmm. and I am going to review movies and TVs.
Okay, wait, actually, before we start the Trends of the Week, I have a correction / revision from our last podcast. So, I don't take back what I say, but I will correct. I said last time, quote, Birks are basic, and that I don't like them. I take that back. I mean...
So you do like them now?
I mean... Let's unpack this. It's not because, like, they're trendy or that I bought some and now I have to take back my word because I'm, like, wearing them around on campus, so... It's not because of that. Frankly, I have been educated on the world of Birkenstocks through my own personal research. Due to their sustainability, how... Because they're so sustainable and they last long for, like, 7 years, they're low waste, so you're not, like, buying plastic flip-flops, like, every few months. So it saves the environment. You can also, they're, like, mendable, too. You can go to, like, a shoe clinic and get them, like, fixed up, and, like, they'll last for so long. And they're orthopedic. Yeah, because, like, Dr. Birkenstock is actually a person, and he created insoles. That's where Birkenstocks started, and then eventually he started to make the shoe, and that's where we got the Birkenstock shoe.
Marie, I feel like this little section that you're talking about should have gone in the sponsors part of our podcast. It sounds like this is a sponsorship.
Okay, I see why you would think it's sponsored, but it really isn't.
Maybe for the next...
General knowledge.
Maybe for the next podcast. Dr. Birkenstock, if you're listening... To the pod
He's
right
not
now.
Even
we would like to get a sponsorship from Birks for our next podcast. So everybody keep an eye out, okay?
I would love that. Okay, our do's for trends are bright / rich colors. So with that, like whichever sweaters you're wearing, preferably colors that are like royal blue. Deep purples, beautiful maroons, colors like that.
So not like bright, like neon bright.
No. So have like, they ever
like
been
deep
in?
Colors? Like
yeah, deeper, richer colors, colors of royalty.
Ooh, gotta right. Dress like a queen.
Oh, you right.
You know,
dress like Sam because she's wearing deep purple.
I am. If only you guys could see.
But yeah. Our second do is knit hats or beanies. I mean, if you're wearing a pretty plain outfit or, like, a black coat, you can always spice it up with a cool colored, hat.
Ooh, I agree. I like that.
Fashionable and warm. So, freezing from before, take that advice. Stay warm. Thank you. Do you see that, Tyen? I'm pretty proud of that.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Our third and final do, is... Long or thick socks, preferably in neutral colors. I mean, if you are gonna pick a bright color, make sure it matches with your hat because that's cute, but if not, keep it neutral. So moving on to our don'ts. Sam, this is a big
yes.
Don't. Okay, are you ready?
Are you gonna call me out?
No, I'm not calling you out. Unless you have these, then yes. Okay, I'm gonna say them. Uggs.
Ugh.
Ew. Uggs.
Even the way they're spelled. Ugh.
I mean, it makes sense. Me and Uggs have had a long-standing relationship.
Okay, me too, actually.
Have you ever had Uggs?
Yeah.
Get out, Sam!
I have. Sorry, I didn't want to disappoint.
Do you still have them?
I'm a disappointment to Marie. I'm a disappointment to our podcast listeners.
But the quality of redemption is, do you still have them? And do you wear them?
I'm just gonna go.
No, come back. I will educate you. She's left. It's just me now. It's with Marie. No more Sam. Okay, she's back.
I'm back.
Okay, we have...
I can't let Marie run this podcast on her own.
What the... Okay, Sam...
We all know who the moneymaker is here.
Oh, okay. Big money out here. Talking big smack. You and your Uggs can stay seated for a second. I won't hate. We're friends, so I'll give you a pass. But in general, Uggs, they were really trendy in middle school, you know?
That's when I had them.
I mean...
That's when I wore them in middle school.
I get why. It's the appeal. You know, it's really trendy, so I won't harp on anyone who got him back then.
I looked super cool in them, not gonna lie.
I'm sure you did. But people, like, they get so, like, uptight about their Uggs. They're like, oh, it doesn't say Ugg Australia, so they're not the real ones.
Wow.
Those boys used to be so heated. But anyways, Uggs are frankly pretty ugly. They go with the name. They look like dead camels on your feet.
That's fair. That's fair. The quality of fur, I guess, isn't, yeah, great.
Plus, they're not water resistant, so I don't... They were really big in Canada,
too. Oh, that's
true. So I don't know why any Canadian girl would wear them if they just got soggy and wet, so look like a wet camel.
That's fair. That's fair.
So, they're not that cute. I mean, if they... Here. The only exception to Uggs is if you wear them inside your house.
Like Crocs.
Yeah. Don't wear them outside. And for all you listeners that think I'm going to take this back, like I did with the Birks comment, I'm not taking this long back. Ever.
Not even after Dr. Uggs sponsors our podcast.
Especially not then. My last don't. I don't have another don't, actually. You know why? Because it's really cold in the winter, and you should just wear whatever you want to stay warm. It don't matter if you look cute.
Except for Uggs.
Except for Uggs. Just do what you gotta do to stay warm. If you wear a Cookie Monster beanie, that is perfectly fine. I've seen that. And mad respect, because you're warm. So.
That's nice of you, Marie. That's so nice of you.
That's it for the trends of the week.
Moving on to the movie and TV show trends of the week. I actually also have a revision, like Marie did. So on our last podcast, like millions of years ago, we talked highly about the movie To All the Boys I've Ever Loved. But that's apparently not what it's called. It's actually To All the Boys I Loved Before. Granted, in my defense, I hadn't seen it yet at the time. I have now. Great movie. Love it. Sorry to all of those fans and the cast and crew that worked hard on the movie.
Dang.
For the disappointment.
I watched the movie twice and I still made a mistake.
That's fair.
I didn't correct you.
He was also there, yeah. So...
I didn't correct you. Honestly, to be fair, that's too long of a title. They should have just called it Peter and left it with that.
It's like seven words? I guess that is long.
That's too many words.
Peter.
Peter Kavinsky. And then just left
it's
it
It's not even that. About Peter.
It's all about Peter.
Oh, okay. Well, since it has been quite some time since we've done a podcast, I'm just going to go ahead and review a handful of the movies and television shows that I've seen since our last podcast. Okay. First, for the hits. Mm-hmm. Movies, A Star is Born. Have you seen it yet?
No.
So good. This is like the third, I think, remake.
Is it the one with Lady Gaga?
Yes, it's the one with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. It came out in October.
Okay.
Yeah, so a while back. But it is so good. I love it. They composed, like, all original music for it. Very well done. And also very modern, because I think the last one before this was made in, like, the 70s. So also very cool to have, like, a new one. And I think they both did a phenomenal job, like, Bradley Cooper with the singing and Lady Gaga with the acting. Like, very believable. Mm-hmm. Also, like, as co-stars, I think they had a really good, like, rapport, good chemistry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just very, very good. So I would definitely suggest seeing it. But also be very prepared to, like, go through kind of like a roller coaster of emotions if you're going to go see it. Another kind of music-themed movie that I saw in between our last podcast and now, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ooh.
Have you seen it? It's the Freddie Mercury Queen-themed movie.
Who stars in it again? What's his name?
Oh, man.
Hold on.
I think I know, but I also don't want to make another mistake like we did.
Have people calling us out.
Gosh, okay. Okay, Marie and I are now, like, frantically...
Googling.
Frantically Googling who starred in this.
Because I have a point about this dude. Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I know who it is. But I don't know his name.
Rami Malek. Oh, yes, yes, yes. He was in The Night at the Museum, that movie.
Yes, yes, yes.
He played, I think...
The Egyptian king, right?
He did, and he's Egyptian, so a lot of people, like, gave that movie a lot of props, because they were like, wow, you're actually recruiting Egyptian people for Egyptian roles.
That's cool. That's really cool.
So... I think that's where some of his work started. He also had some other, like, TV series that were really, really good. So, I'm happy
he's he's in that robot series.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he did really well in that.
Yeah. So. He also did a really good job playing Freddie Mercury.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was very... I mean, always when you have these, like, based on real people or real life events, there's always going to be some kind of, like, inaccuracies. Like, mm-hmm. people... I know there are... people who are, like, criticizing the movie, talking about, like, inaccuracies and things like that. But to be honest, like, I thought it was very entertaining. I am a Queen fan. Like, I do enjoy, like, some of their songs and things like that. So I had a really good time with it. And I thought the movie was really well done. So I think if you're a music fan, like, definitely check it out. Moving on to TV series. So this is more of, like, Hulu-centric. I know in the past we've leaned towards Netflix. Sorry, Netflix, the betrayal must feel real.
I don't have Hulu, so I feel betrayed.
Well, two series that I kind of started recently. One kind of older, one newer. Fresh Off the Boat and I Feel Bad.
Oh.
So Fresh Off the Boat is an older one. I think they're still making seasons, but they're on, like, their fifth season now, so they've been around for a couple years. But it's basically about this, like, Chinese family, and they come to America.
Wait, is that girl from Crazy Rich Asians?
Yes, 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 the mom. Oh, the mom
okay.
on the show is also in Crazy Rich Asians. Before Crazy Rich Asians, she was on Fresh Off the Boat.
Well, now I gotta watch it.
Yeah, it's super funny. It's really, really cool. I also think especially for, like, I feel like if you're a foreigner, like, you can kind of understand, like, immigration, like, because it follows the son, mostly. His name is Eddie, and it kind of, like, his, like, growing up in a Chinese, like, American family.
Oh.
So, but it's really funny. It's, like, a funny kind of sitcom. It's really funny. So I really enjoyed that one. And then I Feel Bad is also kind of, like, a funnier sitcom. It's about this mom. She's Indian American,
mm-hmm.
so it's also a little bit about, like there's stuff about her, like, Indian culture mm-hmm. in there, and, like, her mom being Indian, like, her parents being very, like, rooted in that culture, but her, like, marrying somebody from America, and so kind of, like, a mixed family. Yeah, very, very cool. So they touch a little bit on that, and then just kind of her having a job, raising a family, yeah. just, like, being a mom, like, middle-aged, going through that life. So it's kind of just, like, her feeling bad for having to make sacrifices and doing things like that. But it's really funny, so I definitely suggest also checking that out if you want a new show. But they're only on one season, so it's kind of, like, easy to binge, and then, like, there's nothing. So if you're looking for something to binge, definitely go for Fresh Off the Boat, but I also would suggest giving I Feel Bad a chance. Those are my hits. Now for the misses. We're gonna go to Netflix for this.
Yay!
Because every Christmas and, like, holiday season, Netflix releases all of these new kind of tacky Lifetime style Christmas movies. Which, okay, to be honest, by, like, real movie standards, like, yeah, they're kind of trash. But, like, it's exactly what I expect, you know? So I feel like...
The Hallmark movies.
Yeah, I feel like I'm expecting the Hallmark fix. Yeah. And that's what I'm getting. So I guess there is a little bit of, like, a hit there, you know?
Yeah.
One of my ones for this section of the pod is The Princess Switch.
Ooh, I've seen it, Sam.
With Vanessa Hudgens. Honestly, I mean, I think we've said what we need to say about it. Like, it was exactly what I expected it to be. Which was neither good nor bad.
Yeah. I don't know, I really liked Vanessa Hudgens' comeback, but the only thing that I didn't like was the fact that they were, like, identical looking, and they both had separate lifestyles. I feel like if it was just her playing one role, and, like, her journey as, like, a princess, or, like, I don't know, something more, like, relatable, because, like, the fact that they were two Vanessa Hudgens was way too trippy.
I think it's, I mean, you get this with every, like, Netflix, Lifetime, Hallmark, Christmas movies, there's not really a good plot there or, like, great character definition. So for what they had, it's what I expected.
It was fair. Yeah, I'll give you that.
You know?
It was.
Another one, actually a little bit worse than The Princess Switch.
Uh-huh.
A Christmas Prince, The Royal Wedding, the sequel.
They should have left it at one.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of enjoyed the first one.
Yeah.
That was kind of like The Princess Switch, like exactly what I expected. Like, I didn't have too high of hopes for it, but it met my mediocre expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
But A Christmas Prince definitely was not, like, I feel like they just kind of came up with a plot out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
Just to have another movie.
Because I was like, The Royal Wedding, really, you could have just summed it up in one more scene at the end. And just tacked it on and had, like, a nice ending after the proposal.
To the first one?
Yeah, because they were just dragging this movie out and milking it, and it just wasn't good.
I agree. There wasn't that. And there was all, like, the main conflict was really hard to follow. Like, I wasn't exactly sure what the conflict even was.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah, it wasn't well done, but, like, worse than what you expect.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, an enjoyable, like, Hallmark type Christmas movie.
Yeah, I kind of just watched it because it was like I'd watched the first.
Yeah,
same. You know. Same. So, but yeah, those are my movie misses. I don't really have any TV show series misses because, to be honest with you, it's been a while since I've started a new television show that I like haven't loved.
I feel.
So, if you have any suggestions for things, email us at samandmariepodcast@gmail.com. I need new shows to start anyway, because I'm really just hanging on to Fresh Off the Boat here. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna need some new shows to get me.
Okay.
Keep me entertained.
I'll send you some emails.
Perfect.
I'll
perfect.
Send myself all emails. But yeah, that's all we have for you today. Thank you for listening to Happy New Year with Sam and Marie. We hope you enjoyed our first podcast and come back in 2 weeks for our next one called Q&A with Sam and Marie.
Wait, hold up. I gotta get our music on. Hold on.
You gotta skip the
ad. Wait. Okay. My YouTube reloaded. Hold on.
Okay. Wait, listeners.
Oh. Yay! Thanks for listening. Also, email us with questions for our next podcast. Q&A questions. Things you want to know about us. This podcast was written, edited, and produced by Sam and Marie Incorporated. Our intro and outro music is by Europe, The Final Countdown. Don't forget, you can email us questions at samandmariepodcast@gmail.com. See you guys next time. Bye.